Iran pleads with U.S. to stop lawless bullying and support the UN. By Simon Kent on May 10, 2020. Washington's continual lawless bullying against other countries put the UN's hard-won global credibility at risk. Iran's Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif warned Saturday. He made his allegation on the second anniversary of U.S. President Donald Trump fulfilling a campaign promise to withdraw from the Obama-negotiated Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action, JCPOA, nuclear agreement. Earlier in the day, the IRNA news agency reports Iran's ambassador to the U.S. said Washington's unilateral policies and addiction to inhumane sanctions against other nations have undermined the credibility of the UN and through that the rule of law. The U.S. has endangered multilateralism across the world through its contemptuous treatment of international organizations and international law. Majid Takht-Ravanki said in an address to a virtual meeting of the UN Security Council, held to mark the 75th anniversary of the end of World War II in Europe. The Iranian ambassador said the UN was established as a center to be used by countries to coordinate their attempts to resolve international problems. But the U.S. and some unnamed countries have shown contempt and contravention of the international law in resorting to inhumane measures such as sanctions, to which their foreign policy has become addicted. As Breitbart News reported, Trump ditched the deal negotiated by former President Barack Obama on the basis the U.S. received nothing in return for vast amounts of cash and trade credits gifted to the Islamic Republic. "This was a horrible one-sided deal that should have never, ever been made," Trump said. "It didn't bring calm. It didn't bring peace, and it never will." Trump's decision was a major blow to the Obama administration's signature foreign diplomatic agreement reached in 2015 with the rogue regime. "A constructive deal could easily have been struck at the time," Trump said. "But it wasn't." He denounced the Obama administration for sending billions of dollars to a regime of great terror that in return used it to further sponsor terrorism and violence in the Middle East, pointing out the regime's military budget grew 40% over the duration of the JCPOA. At the heart of the Iran deal was a giant fiction. That a murderous regime desired only a peaceful nuclear energy program, he said. "Today, we have definitive proof that this Iranian promise was a lie." That decision by Trump to turn off the flow of money rankles to this day in Tehran, as it does Joe Biden, who helped negotiate the agreement.